We're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We'll bring a few words of encouragement concerning the new year. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, begin reading at verse 17 to 21. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Shall we pray? Loving Father, we do thank you this morning that we have this wonderful relationship to you through Jesus, our Savior. We're thankful for the new life that we have in Christ, a life that is renewed day by day in our Lord, and that we have every hope of eternal life because of Christ himself and of being reconciled unto you, most holy Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so we give thanks and praise to you this morning, asking for your blessing upon your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we look at this passage this morning, we just want to take a few thoughts concerning this passage for the new year. And I think it is good for us to reflect upon this verse, in verse 17 especially. As we look at it, it gives us at least three areas of great hope and consolation as we enter into the new year. And the first is that we are in Christ. Those who are believing, believers, those who are Christians, are in Christ. And of course, that is a relationship that is very important as we seek to do the work of the Lord. The second thing that we see in verse 17 is that old things have passed away. And we find that the old things of the former life are not to have the same significance as they formerly had in our unsaved and unrepentant, unregenerated state. But as being in Christ and new creatures in Christ, we then are called upon to lay aside the old things and to look unto God for those things which he would have us to do to his praise and glory. So we are in Christ. The old things have passed away. And the last being in the verse, behold, all things have become new. And so the idea of new here is very significant to our relationship to Christ. All things have become new. Now that our relationship to Christ is sealed unto the day of redemption with the Lord Jesus, that we are in Christ, that old things have passed away, then there must be new things to replace the old. New ideals, new hopes, new ambitions, new desires, a new love for our Savior, and a relationship which is daily renewed through Christ, as we find that the Spirit of God renews us and establishes our faith each and every day. And so we want to look at these three areas here this morning. First of all, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. And we find that the old then is very much different than the new. You may think back upon your relationship to Christ as you first began in your new birth. And I'm sure that there was a great joy in your faith as you came to know the Lord Jesus. And as you reflected upon what had happened to you in your faith, then you realized that you had turned, as we commonly would say today, a new page. You had turned something over in your life. Something which had formerly dominated your life had now, that chapter had been closed. And you owe it to your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And so we would call ourselves the children of God. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to be called the children of God, or the right or the authority to be called the children of God. John 1:12. And so we find that this new relationship to Christ is a relationship that is transforming us. It is a transformation that was started at the very time when you first came to the Lord. Let us think about the new year and what you hope is ahead of you in this new year. Being this new creation in Christ, you have different goals that you are seeking to accomplish. And as you think about that, it may be having to do with your family. It may be having to do with work. It may be having to do with personal things that go on in your life that nobody else is really aware of but you. It may be having to do with your walk with the Lord as it is established through faith and a ongoing relationship with him. But whatever those kinds of things are in this new year, we find that as a new creation in Christ, you have a positive hope and faith that those things will come to fruition. And so the idea of the new creation is a fullness that Christ gives to us. That this fullness in Christ, this hope that we have in Christ, is that we have been truly made new in our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Another part of this whole concept of being a new creation is that it does not depend upon you. Now, sometimes we do take too much upon ourselves. And sometimes we do reach down and we try to pull ourselves up upon our own bootstraps, as it were. But we find that this whole reality of being a new creature in Christ is not because of us. It is because of the Lord. It is because of what God has done for us through Christ. And so maybe sometimes we kind of need to shift that thinking just a little bit. We've become a little bit too used to the psychology of the world and the philosophy of men around us and people around us, and we try to take a little bit too much on. And we need to reflect upon the Lord at the beginning of this new year and say, I was not made a new creation in me because of me. I was made a new creation through or in Christ Jesus. That's how I was made a new creation. And as we think about that, then a lot of the burden and guilt and kind of baggage that we sometimes take upon ourselves, we can immediately say, okay, I don't need to do that. I need to trust in the Lord. I need to look to God. I need to look to Christ to do these things in my life. And so this new creation is one which is dependent upon God to fulfill in us. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And so as we go on into this new year, we find that the new creation of which we are is dependent upon the Lord, and we must follow on in faith because God would require us to do so. And put the things that we need to in His hands. The second thing that we see here in this verse, he says, all things are passed away. All things are passed away. As we consider the idea of all things, I remember a comment, kind of a little quote from A.W. Pink in one of his writings. And it was his practice to go out for an early morning walk to get some exercise, and of course a lot of people do that. He was, I think he was from English descent and may have been living in Britain or one of the UK islands at the time. And he was living in a small village. A.W. Pink was somewhat of a recluse in a way. He never was really accepted as a pastor of churches. He found very little tolerance for many of the Christians that he came in contact with. He was a very brilliant man, very well educated. He wrote quite extensively. You'll find a number of his commentaries in print even today, and he's highly respected. And so he was out for this morning walk, and he came across a friend of his, and entered into some minor conversation. But then one of the things that he kind of countered the man with was this phrase, only posing it in the form of a question, saying, have all things passed away yet? And when he said that, you know, in the book I was reading, you know, it kind of struck me that this is something that we must consider in our lives. Have all things passed away yet? Positionally in Christ, we find that we are truly a new creature, a new creation in Christ. Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one who sets us upon the path which we are on, the pilgrimage that we are taking, the straight and narrow, if you will, or as pilgrim in Pilgrim's Progress, he found himself on a very uneasy road to the celestial city, one that went by the straight and narrow gate, the confining and narrow way, which leads unto life eternal. Yet we find that the old things of our life are sometimes more prominent than we wish they were. But yet we find here in this text that it says that we are not only a new creation in Christ, but he says that old things are passed away. And here again, the reflection is not upon what we have done to accomplish that, but upon what Christ has done to accomplish that for us. And when we get down to the heart of the matter in our relationship to the Lord, it seems that we have to kind of pause through a number of layers of things to get down to where we really are examining our relationship to Christ, and we realize that if it were not for the Lord in our faith, and our true faith, and our true sense of knowing Him as Savior, making us a new creation, then we could not say that old things have passed away. But they have. In reality, they have passed away. It does not mean that you don't struggle with them. It does not mean that they don't sometimes come back and haunt you. It doesn't mean that sin does not try to get a hold of us. And yet we find that the reality of these truths which we speak about this morning are those which are concrete. We are truly new creations in Christ Jesus. As Christ has brought light and life to our hearts, and as He has forgiven us through His own blood atoning sacrifice, and as we have come that way of faith, we know that truly we are a new creation, and we truly do know that we are forgiven and sanctified and reconciled unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And of course, that's what he goes on to say here in this passage in verse 18. He says, "All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." We have been sanctified and reconciled unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. On the document that matters, on the testament that has been written for us, on the new covenant which is in Christ Jesus, it is signed and sealed by our Savior. And that we are new creation in Christ. We are truly known as those who are believers, and that old things are passed away. And even though we find ourselves struggling against these things in the world, we have one who gives us the victory over them by faith in Christ. And we think about in Ephesians chapter 6 how that we are to take the shield of faith and to stand against the wiles of the evil one. And how that faith this year will be so significantly important to you that you will not be able to gain the victory over many of the things that seem to want to come against us, or against you, unless you are truly using faith in the armor of God. In Christ, all things are passed away. For us as believers, in Christ, all things are passed away. And that is an important thing for us to get a hold of. In Christ, all things are passed away. And so the third in this verse here that is meant to lift our hearts and to truly bring us a new hope, not only in this new year, but ever in our Christian walk of faith. He says, "Behold, all things are become new." All things have become new. I guess we all like new things. You know, we typically do go to the store occasionally and buy some new things. You know, we get tired of the old things that we have, or we have worn them out, or something like that. And especially, I suppose, you know, given this 21st century and our kind of American obsession with automobiles, if you bought a new car, it would be something kind of grand for you. New things are important. Well, when it comes to our Christian life, certainly new things. The new thing is our relationship with God. And he says, all things have become new. Behold, all things are become new. All things. And so we find here that this relationship that we have to Christ, this relationship of being a new creation in our Lord, in Christ, and this relationship which tells us that we have truly put away all things that are old in Christ, and so that means there must be new things that take its place. And so those new things, I think sometimes we do become so familiar as Christians with things that we know in the Bible that they lose a little bit of their significance. The old saying is familiarity breeds contempt, but as believers, that shouldn't be the case with our relationship to Christ. Certainly, we shouldn't treat the things that are so important to us in our relationship to Christ with contempt. We should not do that. That would be truly a great sin to do that. And so as believers, we must continue to rehearse upon our hearts and minds the significance of the old story of Jesus and his love that we just sang about. It's something about that story in the sense of those truths which have been given to us, which we are not to allow to get old. They are to forever become new upon our hearts. They are to forever become new. I think sometimes, you know, these burdens and cares that we sometimes pile on ourselves try to dampen our feeling and true sense of spiritual heart for Christ. You know, it's difficult to deal with some of the pressures that you have, and we all have them, whether they be financial pressures or relationship pressures or those things having to do with our own self-worth or some sense of accomplishment that we just can't seem to get a hold of doing something that we want to do. The kinds of things that we struggle against in life sometimes weigh us down. But as we look at this situation of being new in Christ, being a new creation, and that truly in Christ all things have passed away, we have turned a page, as it were, and the new life that we have in Christ is a life that has made all things become new. One of the old things that we don't like to get rid of is worry and anxiety. Sometimes worry and anxiety have a way of just holding us down. We worry about things a lot. And we think that's okay, just to worry about them. And, you know, the anxiousness of things. And sometimes in relationship even to prayer, we pray about things, and at the same time, we hold on to our anxiety about them. And so it's one thing to worry about something that hasn't yet happened. But when we pray about something, of course, in the exercise of faith, we're supposed to believe that God is actively involved in the very thing that we are praying about, but sometimes we will keep the anxiety of not knowing what is going to happen. We'll keep that anxiety, and it tends, I think, to fight against the whole idea of praying in faith. And so we have those kinds of things which we struggle with. But we find here that Paul says to the believers, "Behold, all things are become new." Well, what do we do with that when we find that these other things are in conflict? Well, I think we have to do the same as we do with the rest of the passage concerning being in Christ and all things have passed away. We have to say in our heart of hearts and our walk of faith that I am not as I formerly was because of Christ. In other words, I did not make myself this new creation in Christ. I did not deal with my debt of sin, which I carried prior to coming to faith in Christ. I did not do that. Christ did it. And this part of my relationship to Christ is the same. I did not make this new creation. I did not pass away those old things. I am not the author and finisher of my own faith. I am truly now a new creation and have become new. And so we find that all of these things which we are talking about this morning is truly things that are so practical to our walk with God. They're very practical. They're going to impact every bit of our life, every single day. The things that we are looking at here are going to impact us 100% and are going to affect us. And so in verse 19 he says, to wit, that God, for this very reason, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their sin, not laying to their charge, their trespasses or their sins unto them. He says, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. This new creation that we are in Christ is that we know what is wrong and how that it can be fixed. I remember my father used to continually say this, and it kind of annoyed me. He said, well, I'm going to the doctors and the doctor's going to fix me. It kind of annoyed me because, you know, seemed like he was trusting the doctor to do more than what God could do. And I think we have to remember to keep our faith in the right place. Of course, he meant it in a good way. You know, he wanted to get treated and try to find a solution to his problem. But I think people try to find solutions to their problems maybe in the wrong place. We are typically people who look for solutions and we forget that God is in the business of solving these problems for us. But we have become new in Christ. We have become new. We are in Christ. All things have passed away, and we have become new in Christ. And so God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses, not imputing their sins, not laying their sins to their charge, to their account, but laying their sins unto another. And the one that God laid our sins to was Christ. And he hath given us this word. He hath given us this message. This message that we're talking about right now. He hath given us this message of reconciliation to the world. That Christ can make you a new creation. That Christ can make all things pass away. That Christ can make all things new. That Christ, through God, did reconcile the world unto himself. That he did not lay their sins unto the world. He laid them upon Christ. And we, of course, often quote, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Which says it in a more different way. But this is the message that Christ has given unto us. And this is the message that you know. You know this message. And the amazing thing about it is that God gave you this message. And it has made you a new creation. It has made you to know that all things have passed away. It has made you to know that you are truly become new in Christ. It has made you to know that Jesus Christ is the one who has died for the sins of the world. it has made you to know that that message is one that you carry to others. All these things. In verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Of course, the apostle is preaching just a little bit here, isn't he? Which is what the Bible does to us. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You are made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. In this new year, you have all this. You have all this to give you every bit of hope and faith in the reality of your walk in Christ as a believer, as a Christian. All things have passed away. Let us pray together. Loving Father, we do thank you for your word to us this morning. Pray that you will bless it to our hearts and encourage us in it, that we may be pleasing to you and glorify you in this new year. In Jesus' name, amen.